Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Gary, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, how's it going? No problem.
Very well. Now, you've seen these Celtics all year long. You've seen them for years. The up and down, last night's game, business as usual, right? Nothing unusual out of them.
It was a very interesting game, obviously, as you guys saw. And up 13 in the third quarter, looked like they were going to pull away. Then Indiana just keeps coming. And then looks like they got it cinched in regulation, three-point lead with the ball, 10 seconds left, and then just all hell broke loose. Indiana made a bunch of mistakes, some earlier turnovers that kind of, gave the Celtics a shot. And then obviously the last turnover, the path to Siakam that caromed out of bounds, and then the three-point shot by Brown in overtime was more mistakes from Indiana. So just a lot of things happened. And, sometimes I think that's how playoff games are. You got to win the ones maybe that you weren't supposed to win. Every great team has one of those games where, you look at the Derek Fisher shot with 0.4 seconds left, and, that Robert Horry three-pointer coming off the rebound. Like, there's always moments like that. And I guess this might have been the Celtics one.
Gary Washburn is here with us from the Boston Globe. When you take a look at the Celtics, and this is something that Tatum said, I believe, as recently as last week, hey, we're always expected to win. Well, they won 64 games. Do you think at times, because of the talent and the All-Stars and the contributions of the Holidays and the Whites, that sometimes they legitimately take their foot off of the gas?
I think that could happen at times. I think sometimes their game plans, that second Miami, the game two against Miami, their game plan was just not equipped for what Miami brought to the table that night. The game two against Cleveland, they fought, and obviously all of a sudden they just kind of, all hell broke loose in the second half, and the Cavaliers pulled away. So there's times where they're just not flawless. And I think that considering they did win 64 games, they've been knocking on the door for years, that they have, an all-NBA player in Jason Tatum, an all-NBA player in Jaylen Brown, all defensive team, Derek White and Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. Like, you've got a loaded roster that you should make things easier on yourself, but that just hasn't been the Celtics' history, and that's lasted for years now. And it's something that they have to shake and they have to deal with. But if you want to look at a positive for a Celtic on the Celtics side, last night's game was probably a game they lose last year or the year before that. They don't win that game.
No, Gary, I'll tell you this. You talk about last year, a year before that. Jaylen Brown, you mentioned him, an all-star, all-NBA, biggest contract that we've ever seen in the league. He's certainly been criticized for going left or his dribbling ability. I mean, as of last night, and now it's more so been publicized about his free throw shooting. How have you seen him improve from the past couple of years to what he is now?
Well, if you look at his numbers this year, he is, and look at him closely, he has made better on-court decisions. Some of his turnovers and kind of being stripped was, you know, trying to do too much, being on a fast break and going one-on-three, you know, trying to do too much. And now I think he makes better on-court decisions to say, okay, I'm not going to, like, take the ball against three or four defenders. I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to hold it up, and I'm going to pass to a teammate. I'm going to look for the right play as opposed to the play that might be most exciting. And I think he's learned from that. His turnovers actually are down this year. The free throw shooting is always kind of an adventure. You know, like Luka, there's just some players in the league that are good shooters that aren't great free throw shooters. And you really can't figure it out. You know, that are 37% from three and can hit the mid-range. And, you know, they can hit a contested shot, but once they get to the free throw line and it's a wide-open shot with nobody there, mm-hmm. they have trouble. And so I just think that's been Jalen's issue. And, you know, it could come down to a close game and he's at the line. Now, he hit some key free throws in game one, late free throws after missing some. So you got to give him credit there. But, yeah, that's something that he's been – constantly trying to work on, but it's still not there.
Oh, Gary, I think one name that doesn't get bandied about a lot, and maybe it's due to injury from this past season, is Marcus Smart. We don't hear about him as much from a national scene. How have things evolved in regards to just who's the most vocal in the locker room? Is it evenly distributed? Is there respect for Jrue Holiday? How's the dynamics of the locker room changed?
Well, with Smart gone to Memphis, they had to get other leaders to step up, and they had to get guys like Jaylen Brown, like Jason Tatum, to be more vocal. And then you got guys like Jrue Holiday who steps in, and he comes in with instant respect, obviously. Former Defensive Player of the Year, All-Star, NBA champion. So when Jrue gets there, his voice is automatically respected. So I think it's become more of a group thing as opposed to one guy being the voice. And I think what Brown and Tatum have understood as their career progresses, now Tatum's in his seventh year, Brown's in his eighth year, so they're ending the mid-career point here, that they have to be more vocal. They have to be leaders. They're no longer young. You know, there's Ant-Man. There's guys, you know, there's Wimby. There's guys in the league now that are born in 2004, right? So if that doesn't make you feel old, so, you know, you're born in the 90s, you're no longer a young guy. You might not be old head status yet, but you're definitely a vet, right? And I think Brown and Tatum have had to understand that they're vets now. They're established vets, that guys look at them and say, oh, man, I used to play with you on 2K, or, man, I admired your game, or, you know, I was in middle school when you were at Duke, you know, like things like that, and they got to, you know, eventually that happens to everybody. And I think those guys have had to be more vocal, and it's been more of a group effort as opposed to one voice.
Gary Washburn here with us from the Boston Globe. You talk about the youth of the team. We know what happened early last season, the season prior with Ime Udoka. Joe Mazzulla, I think it gets lost on people how young he is. Does he smile? Is he happy? Is he going to crack a smile if they win a championship? He always seems everything is so close to the vest.
He's a very focused guy, very intense. You know, he takes his craft and the game very seriously. And he has some ideas that sometimes he's a little sensitive about when they're challenged. So that's just who he is. He's a guy his hobby on when he's not playing ball, or sorry, not coaching, is jiu-jitsu. There's been times this season he's had some marks on his face from either the jiu-jitsu or from playing pickup basketball, because he's at, you know, he's only 35, yeah. So he's still at that age where he's pretty active. He's not like most NBA head coaches. He's still in his athletic, you know, pretty much maybe at the end of his prime, but he's still, you know, athletic enough to do a lot of things, you know, when he's not coaching. So this is a guy who has a method and a means that he feels like is the way to win, and he's going to stick to that, and he's going to, you know, relate to his players a little differently than most coaches. Obviously, it's not going to be, you know, father-son kind of thing when you're 35 years old. It's going to be more big brother, little brother, or just, you know, with a guy like Al Horford, who's 2 years older than Mazzulla, it's kind of just peers, you know, growing up around the same time, liking maybe the same music, you know, maybe the same movies from back in the day. So I think the players have learned to love Mazzulla because of his intensity. Wow. They understand how much it means to him. And then he has become more of a, you know, he'll jump them and he'll definitely have something to say when they're messing up. But it's more of a big brother, little brother kind of situation, or even a friend, as opposed to like a father son, like where you look at, you know, when you look at some of these coaches in their 50s and 60s and the players in their 20s. That's not the case. You know, it's about the same age.
Well, Gary, anything less than a championship or game seven, a disappointing loss, is going to be ridiculously disappointing for everybody in the Northeast. So if this is not a success or close to it, wouldn't he then be on the hot seat? Wouldn't it be so hot? Is there a possibility to give him the boot?
I don't think so there. I think it's like a situation, if you look a little bit more than a decade ago, when Eric Spoelstra was kind of the new young coach of the Miami Heat, and LeBron and those guys came in, Ron came in, and Bosch, and they were not happy with the way he was running the team early, and obviously they went to Pat Riley, and Riley insisted. He said, hey, he's staying here. He's not going anywhere. He'll be fine. And obviously they won two championships, and Spoelstra's taken two other teams to the NBA Finals. So I think the Celtics are going to play the long game here with their coaching situation. They're going to, you know, understand that Mazzulla's a second-year coach. He had not played in the league. He had been kind of a lower-level assistant in back of the bench when he took over. So this is a guy who still has a lot to learn just from the natural, you know, situation of being thrown into such a high-profile job. But they think he's learning on the fly. They think he's made tremendous progress, and they're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater if they don't get it done this year.
Gary Washburn joining us from the Boston Globe. Hey, Gary, what's the latest on Kristaps? He's out this game, the second game. Is he coming back the third, the fourth? Is there a need to rush him? Probably not. What are you hearing?
Well, I think he's making definite progress from his calf injury. He's not wearing a brace, or he's not, you know, he's walking normally. So now it's the fact of getting the calf stronger, making sure he doesn't have any regression, and getting back into basketball shape and doing some running and things like that. So now I think you're talking about he could probably potentially come back in this series with the Pacers, depending on how long it lasts. And I think the Celtics obviously are a better team with him, but they're, you know, this is a guy with a history of leg injuries and had a calf strain earlier this season. So they're not going to bring him back too early and throw him out there and have him get hurt again. So they're going to make sure that he's 100%. And I think he's getting to that point. The injury he had, depending on the degree of the strain, was either 2 to 3 weeks or 4 to 6 weeks. I think he had a 2 to 3 week injury, not a 4 to 6 week injury, and now we're at the third week. So now I think the Celtics, being cautious with him because of his history, are going to get him a few extra days, maybe even an extra week, to get himself right, and so he can be able to play in a high-level playoff game when he comes back.
Gary, what do the Celtics need to do the rest of this series so you have an NBA Finals to cover live and in person?
They just have to basically understand that Indiana's no joke. And I think that folks who watched the Knicks series probably got to learn about them. This is a team that had a little spotlight on them during the in-season tournament, and they went to the Finals, obviously lost to the Lakers. But they are a team that in the East people know about. And so I think the country is starting to realize, wow, you know, this Halliburton kid is obviously good. Miles Turner, they've been kind of a team that's been building toward this for a while, and now they've put together a good, young, deep team that can score on anybody. And the Celtics have to understand that game one, they got a break, and now, you know, play a little bit better, be a little more focused on defense, cut down on the turnovers, and be better in all facets of the game to take control of this series. I think if they do that, you know, they're 4-2 against Indiana this season. I think they'll be successful in this series, but it's got to happen now. They can't have any more slip-ups.
Yeah, they sure as hell can't. Hey, Gary, where can people follow you and all your great work with the Boston Globe?
Well, bostonglobe.com/sports, and also G Washburn Globe on X. is where you can follow my work.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, maybe in the finals. We'll see.
Oh, we'll see for sure. Look forward to it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.